Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at HereYouAreAZ.com.
And I'm like, you need to go to bed. Like, no. I'm going to have a shower. Like, I think you should just get in the bed because I can't stay up. So he gets in the shower. It's been like 45 minutes.
Got to get yourself nice and clean after a night like that.
He wasn't doing that though. I knock on the door. There's no response. I start to freak out. I go out on the porch. I look in the window down at the floor. Adam is laying on the floor outside the shower in his clothes with the shower running.
Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello, and welcome back to the Haunted Estate.
You okay?
It's me. It's Selena. And that's
Adam.
And over there?
And Adam's fucking concerned.
Why are you concerned?
What was that?
I got the gibbets. I'm full of piss and vinegar.
Why?
If you were a chip, what kind of chip would you be? What kind of chip would you be? Three, two,
barbecue.
One.
All dressed.
You'd be all dressed? Yeah, because you're a fucking bag of fun. What about you?
Barbecue, because my brain's barbecued.
Throw a thermometer in him, he's done.
Yep.
This is the end. That's okay. I honestly think.
What kind of chip are you?
Salt and vinegar.
Why?
Because I'm a salty bitch. I have to be honest with you, though. We were talking about this the other day. We're like, how the fuck did we get where we are? Where we are both,
right?
We are both crippled people. Neither of us. Functioning on the daily for us, that's a full-time job.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it really is. And that's fine. That's fine, okay? I have a question. What the fuck is going on right here?
Bonita.
What is she doing? If you are not watching, and there's a skeleton to my side, her arms are thrown up in the air. She's wearing an Anna Green Gables wig. And she looks like she's going down a water slide.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You've never known me to go down a water
slide.
Or
her hands are up because she's under arrest.
Hey, you've never known me to go on a water slide.
We went to a water park once, didn't we?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Why? Is it a good time?
No. Do you want to know why I don't go to water parks anymore?
Why?
I don't know if I'm ready to tell you
this.
Have
you ever not, you've never told me this story?
I've never told anybody this fucking story.
Oh, let it out.
Yeah, summer camp.
This is the first time, everybody.
Summer camp, 14 years old. Okay, summer camp.
Where?
14 years old.
It was Celtic?
No, this was a church camp.
Oh,
my mom,
a church camp.
My mom was cheap. Every single year we went to the same summer camp, $40. $40. We went to Candace Wonderland. We went to Wally World. It was called Wally World. What was the one?
Wally World.
Went to Wally World. We went to the African Lion Safari. We had a church day where we praised God. And then we had like a fun like.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we had like a God day. And then we had like a track and field day. Okay.
Okay.
I went to this camp every fucking year. It was so fun. It was so fun. This year was the year that I had my period, the week that we were at camp.
Oh, no.
It was also the year that I couldn't find my usual bathing suit. So I wore a two-piece. But the top pulled over the bottom, right? So you were good.
So
it was black.
You're like,
I had the bikini bottoms and I had a tank. They were called tankinis.
Yeah, I've heard that
Do you remember tankinis?
Yeah.
Because I was a thick girl. I thought I was. I was 140 pounds, but my body was built.
Some thick tits.
I was built like a woman.
Yeah.
By grade four, I could have, they wouldn't ID me.
No.
So we go to
just
this water park.
Buying everybody booze and fucking cigarettes.
Just smoking menthols.
Recess time, smoking menthols in grade four.
Do you want to play Crazy Bones? How about Crazy Eights, buddy? Let's do an eight ball.
We play Crazy Bones for cigarettes.
Anyways.
Back to the water slide.
I got my period. I'm like, oh my God, I have to use the tampon for the first time. Okay. That went up there. It went up so high. Went up so high.
We get it. We get it.
I didn't know what was going on. I decided I'm going to do this one. It was that one where you go down, you lay flat, you cross your arms, and you shoot
like the bullet,
down.
It's yeah. Straight down.
You go like 90 degrees down. Yep. It's hundreds of feet in the air.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, no problem. I walk up all these stairs. We're at the top. We're soaking wet. We're ready to go. I get on there. I was not prepared for the force. My arms were crossed, but I started to freak out. I'm like, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to put my arms up. I blew my shirt. I blew my tankini right off. My boobs were out. But that's not even the bad part. My trunks went up between lips, up my butt, and came all the way up to underneath my boobs. They were inside my body.
Oh, so you could just tuck your tits in your fucking bottoms and you're good.
I could, but that's not what happened. At the bottom of the slide, what was there? A beautiful 16-year-old man. I'm 14. He's 16. He's been working there. He's got that blonde curly hair. He's got that beautiful tan skin. I go down. He sees the situation. He's like, I got you. I come down without my shirt. He can see it coming down. He grabs me, sees the situation with the bottoms. They're up. I have like cornucopied.
The camel V.
No, you know what it looked like? It looked like, you know, the things that you put the napkins in, the napkin holders.
Yeah.
It just was. It was inside me. He grabs it right to pull it out for me because I'm screaming. I can't function at this point. He grabs also my tampon string.
No way.
He pulls my shorts out of my bits. Rips my tampon string. Tampon comes out. It's just floating along the water.
No,
grabs my shirt when it goes. Puts his hand on my naked chest. Pushes me under the water with my tankini top. So I could just fix myself under the water.
Yeah.
When I tell you that I popped out of that water like a goddamn god. I came out of that water pretty much like Bonita.
Yeah.
Embarrassed. This man saw my boobs. And my tampon in like a 4 second moment.
And pulled your tampon out of you.
Pulled it out of my body.
And was just and floating can I tell down you, the fucking slide water.
I felt like, at the bottom. You know, like a toilet plunger. I was the toilet.
Yeah. Oh. That's fucking, you got to have some PTSD from that one.
And that's why I don't do water parks.
No more water parks for you.
I have a lot of water park stories.
Oh yeah?
Do you want to know another one?
If you got a good one, let's hear it.
I was at a wave pool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was a swimmer growing up. I swam for like this like mini Team Canada thing. Like I was a great swimmer. There's this wave pool. They're like, only like really good swimmers are allowed around the back. So I'm being cool. I'm like jumping through the waves. I'm like being really cool and stuff like that. And then I notice with my goggles on that there's like these like metal lines at the bottom of the end. And that's where it like makes the waves. Mm-hmm. So I swam down there and I was holding on to it thinking I was real cool. I'm like feeling the waves. And a person jumped in.
Yeah.
And tried to save me.
Oh, they thought you were drowning.
They thought I was drowning. They thought I was stuck to the poles.
Oh, no.
Because I was holding on to them. And they're like, you're not allowed to go here. Get the fuck out of the park. I have a lot of water park stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
I could do a whole comedy hour on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever done anything weird at a water park.
Have you done anything weird in general?
I've been to tons of water parks. Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the stories.
You should tell me one. Tell us one.
I don't know. What do you want to know?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I guess we could go spooky on it.
You got a spooky story?
Sort of.
Okay. Have I heard it?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've heard it or not. I did acid once. And
once? Just once?
Actually, no, I never really did that a lot. I've only done acid twice.
Okay. I've done none.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I was like, probably did a little too much.
That's Adam.
And by the
you.
End of the night, I was trying to sleep. And like it would be weird, like I'd be going in and out of sleep and like I would see like a farmer's field with like a cross coming out of it, and then up the cross and like in a circle it would say life, and it was like, and the field would get plowed and the cross would grow again and it would say life.
You were having like a literal like deity thing going
on
there.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. And that's why I've always wondered if like the kind of religious influences or the way you're brought up and what you learn, I wonder if they really influence your psychedelic experiences and what you see.
That makes sense.
Because somebody else might not see that, but I grew up a Christian. So like I knew spiritualism as God and crosses and stuff. Whereas I wonder, and I'm not saying that would happen with every experience, but I wonder if it influenced that experience specifically.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Adam's a terrible drunk in the funniest way. Adam's the kind of person when you're like, okay, this buddy needs to be cut off. Adam can't cut himself off.
No.
So like I start hiding, like he hasn't drank in like half a decade, but, I start hiding the booze, but he'll just be like, hey, and I'll run past you with a new beer. But I want to tell you why Adam is the worst drunk in the whole world. It's the end of the night, right? It's like 4 a.m. Everyone's like keefed over. Like they're done. It's time to go to bed.
No, not fuck
Adam.
No.
And it's not that Adam wants to keep partying. You know what Adam wants to do? Clean the house.
or make special drinks.
Or makes, oh my God. Literally, we will be so hammered and he'll just be like, yeah. And he'll just start organizing things, but not well. But he thinks it's so good. And he's getting the broom out and he wants to vacuum, but he's falling over and destroying everything.
Yeah.
But this one night was the first time we went to a cabin with his friends. He got so drunk. Like the drunkest I've ever personally seen him.
Was it?
Yes.
No shit.
And like, he was like, yeah, I'm going to go on my boat right now and go fishing.
No, not on the boat. I wanted to go to the river.
Oh yeah. You wanted to go to the river.
The river and fish off the side
but
of the
I'm
river.
Telling you right now, I'm like, you can't
two,
do that.
2, 3, 4 in the morning.
You would die. You'd fall into the river.
I'd be fine,
and you would,
but I get you.
He would die. So then I'm like, no, you need to go to bed. He got an ass. He's like, no, I need to make my special hangover drink. And I'm like, I haven't heard of this. Let's see what you're going to do. He gets out like a tall cylindrical vase.
I don't remember this.
He puts in mandarin.
I kind of remember this.
You put in mandarin oranges.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah.
Some kind of like
I could have swear Gatorade. There was not milk in there.
Gatorade.
I did not put milk in there.
You put milk in there. You put mandarin oranges. You put
calcium,
vitamin C, hot chocolate powder.
No, I'm saying
powder.
That's what's in the oranges and milk.
Okay, well,
that's
why you put, I was doing it. What was the hot chocolate powder?
I didn't put a hot chocolate powder in there. Yeah. No way. Maybe.
This thing was disgusting.
Maybe I wanted some caffeine, but not to the extent of coffee.
You put corn pops in there?
No, then, I definitely didn't do that.
Then he takes out a potato
I
masher.
Did not put
yes,
corn
you did.
Pops in it.
You were too drunk. Then he takes out a potato masher, goes to the top of the glass. The potato masher is the size of a dinner plate, a small like bread plate. The top of this thing is like 2 inches wide. And he's like, oh. Then he pounds some of it and you can just hear the chunks going down. Then I'm like, you need to go to bed. Like, no. I'm going to have a shower. Like, I think you should just get in the bed because I can't stay up. So he gets in the shower. It's been like 45 minutes.
Got to get yourself nice and clean after a night like that.
He wasn't doing that though. I knock on the door. There's no response. I start to freak out. I go out on the porch. I look in the window down at the floor. Adam is laying on the floor outside the shower in his clothes. With the shower running. So I try to wake him up to get him to come to bed, try to get him up. Finally, he wakes up. He's like, yeah, new day, new me. And I'm like, what's up? Let's go for a walk. We're not. You need to go to bed. So, yeah, then you were convinced because we were staying in the room with the, it was like a loft bed. So there was like a bunk bed. Yeah, so there was a queen on the bottom and a double on the top. And he was convinced, even though this whole trip he had never been on the top, that he had to sleep on the top bunk.
No way. I wouldn't want to sleep on the top bunk.
No,
nope,
you were like,
lies.
Yeah. And you're trying to, nope, you're trying to do the ladder. And I'm like, get in this fucking bed.
That's
and
possible.
I put you in by the wall because I'm like, he's going to escape.
He's going to escape.
So you let
he's
you,
going to run away.
You had, the only thing you had on was your underwear. So I held on. I fell asleep holding onto the band of his underwear because I knew he was going to run away.
Oh fuck,
that was a night we got in a big argument that night. That was the only time I'd seen mean drunk Adam.
Yeah
I was like, you're
was
not,
not okay. I can't say I wasn't an alcoholic, but I was not an everyday drinker.
No, but you
like I drank once a month or something
before we met though. Who you were, that the guy that I didn't meet, like who you were between like 13 and 20, what was that person?
That person was like that, a big time partier.
Yeah,
that's just what we did in school.
That's all there was to do.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 1980s when Adam was around.
Kids don't party as much or as hard as we did.
No. You
like,
guys,
there's
well,
more
drugs
to do.
Drugs aren't what they were.
Yeah, they're not safe anymore either. You can't just go buy drugs. You can't, like, who knows what the fuck's in it.
Yeah, now there's, like, fentanyl. Before it's like, I'm going to do all the ecstasy that I can do. And you're fine.
I know. It's probably just some fucking stuff from under the kitchen sink, maybe at worst.
I've never done anything but pot. And mushrooms.
Yeah.
And salvia. Yeah. Everybody did salvia. Because you buy
salvia. You
can
buy it at the corner store in
I'm
Canada.
I'm telling you right now.
I don't know
is,
about the States. I think you could buy it. I think you could buy it in the States.
That was
the
demonic
the
experience
store.
That I had.
Salvia is a fucking weird one.
That one, like immediately, everything's wrong. And you're like, whoa.
Salvia is intense. Ari Shaffir did a salvia.
I saw that video.
Experience once. And he, He said it felt like he was gone for 3 months or something like that. Like he lived with these water people. And like it was insane. And he's like, he came back and like it was like it lasted probably 5 minutes.
I remember watching the one that he did on the podcast and it was crazy. That's the one. That was scary. He was in it for too long. It was, he did a lot.
Yeah.
Cause you're fine. You take it in, but then the second you let it out, it's gone. Yeah. But it's legal, which blows my mind.
Yeah.
I'm not someone who would ever do any chemical kind of things. I don't think.
No, that's probably a solid choice.
I feel like brain chemistry is such a delicate bitch. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't drink. Really?
No, no we don't do anything. Taylor got pretty drunk on the weekend.
Oh. I'm going to find a clip.
No!
Yeah. Let's just.
He doesn't want you to.
No, if you don't want me to, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Hold on. Let me find a clip. Taylor and I went to a drag show in Toronto. We decided I only drink once a year. Like, let's have a little bit of fun. Now, here, let me just give you a vocal. Oh, my. Let me just get a vocal here on this.
Yeah, there's burgers in the fucking city. Hero Burger.
Are you okay?
No, I can't believe you fucking let me get to this point in my life. I feel sad and depressed and I'm gonna cry. And fuck you and your stupid little fucking Toyota. Are you okay? I can't be in public right now. I need to go home.
Okay, do you want
to go to Cambridge right now?
You want to go home, right? Like,
my eyes are glazed over. I don't even know what I'm looking at. That's a fucking flashing.
You're literally
pride flag of a tree. What the fuck?
You're walking back to the bar right now.
I need to go back to the bar.
No, you don't. You need to go back to the bar. You need to turn around.
I need to go to fresh.
Taylor?
I really want to kiss a man. And I didn't get any action tonight. I'm so upset about it. Please tell Adam we're staying one more night. So I need my fucking redemption. I don't understand.
So then we found our
We can also edit that if you need us to, Taylor.
We found our way home.
We can let you listen this to that Taylor, again and let you know. Listen, let us know how you feel.
We made our way back to the hotel. And this is after he threw himself onto the bed. What's so going on? Taylor. Are you okay?
I can't move, not gonna lie.
Why?
Because I'll blow a whale.
That's what a whale does.
I don't know how I got to this point in my life.
He went dry shampoo.
I got tropical dry shampoo. I'm not.
He gets up from bed
again. Just let us know later.
Fills his hair with dry shampoo.
That is hilarious.
And then goes to bed with his hair like white from dry shampoo.
Oh my god!
Smelling like a tropical rainforest.
It was beautiful.
Oh god!
It was beautiful.
That's hilarious.
We were hurting. We were on our way. We were on our way home, and I'm like, oh, there's IKEA, and he's like, you want to go? And I'm like, yeah.
We were there for three and a half hours.
Oh my god.
Time doesn't exist in IKEA.
No. There's so many different rooms and like aisleways and like just places to go. You feel like you're lost in some kind of matrix or Twilight Zone.
We both had diarrhea. And it was such a tease to see.
Get it out.
No, we couldn't get it out, but it was weird too, because we just saw all these shitters. And I have a weird thing in my brain.
You see a shitter, you have to go.
When I see a toilet, I'm like, this is so fucked. Like they have doors too. Like I could take a dump.
Oh, like the set up ones, you mean, like the displays.
If there's anyone on here who dares me to take a dump in IKEA.
Okay, we're not going to do that. I'm sure there's some kind of law there. Indecent exposure or something.
Only if you get caught.
Fair
enough. You just see the article. Diarrhea in every toilet in IKEA.
Selena Spooky Boo got caught pooing in a toilet.
We almost took a nap in one of the beds.
Yeah, we kept sitting in the beds. I mean, like, this is good.
I could see that. That'd be fine. That'd be hilarious.
I was like, how long do you think it would take for us to get caught?
Probably not long. Someone would walk by eventually.
There was, like, no one who worked there, though. Like, I feel like it could have been a while.
Yeah. That one you could get away with easy.
Every time I go into IKEA, I fucking hate my house. I need to change everything. I'm like, what am I? How am I living?
We just need to get a decorator.
I'm a decorator.
I mean, you said you're not fucking...
Well, I'm not moved in completely. We need to do our renovations.
We don't really...
I want to make the house dark. I want to make it spooky.
Yeah, you want to do that one room for sure.
There's a mannequin that I want, and it's on Kijiji, and it's a really gross old man.
Really?
He's $200, so I probably won't get him because that's pricey. I wrote the man.
That's going right for a mannequin, isn't it?
I wrote the man. I'm like, can I buy just the head?
I hate people like that.
And he's like,
fucking, you're trying to sell something and they want to split everything apart.
I pay the whole price.
Then you might as well get the whole thing.
Then you might as well take the whole thing, yeah.
But the body's, it's just cool looking. It's like, he's like a balding man. He's like, and I'm like, I want this.
It's like somebody's selling fucking a box of Keurigs and they're like sealed in the box still. There's like 80 of them. And then someone's like, oh, yeah, could I just buy 40? It's right. Like, no. Yeah. No, you can't. The fucking box is sealed. The whole box.
I like weird things. And I want to make our house super eclectic and weird. Like, I have those mannequins that... Like, I have that mannequin that's like the swimming lady. I want to paper mache that.
Oh, you and your fucking mannequins. You could... Oh, Jesus.
I'm such a lady.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Can I sing you a song?
Yes.
There once was a boy named Adam, and he looked for a nice lady, but he ended up with me, and I'm kind of gross.
You're good. You're beautiful.
You think I'm beautiful?
I do.
I think you're handsome.
Well, I thank you. That's going to work out then, isn't it?
Well.
You can lightly base a relationship around that to start anyways.
I thought you were talking about basting a turkey there. I'm gonna like, get that out and squirt on me. Not like that. Christ. Not with your penis, with a turkey baster.
Oh my God. What?
Jesus, Selena.
You know what's funny?
Let's do a 180 here. Not a 360, because that'll be the same direction.
Well, 180 only takes me to a little bit of freaky.
Takes you backwards from the fucking direction we were coming.
Coming.
So today on the Haunter's Day, we have some store. Oh, no.
We went somewhere.
Where'd we go? Oh, fuck. We went and saw Bert Kreischer.
So empty. Remember how we saw Bert?
Hilarious, by the way. Funniest comedy I've ever seen live.
But I've been...
By far.
I've been a little sad.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Because Bert on the Monday was like, hey, get a hold
of
me.
Yeah, we saw him at LAX.
Yeah, we saw him at LAX. We told him on the last podcast.
Yeah.
And he said, get a hold of me close to the day. We'll set it up so you can come back and meet me and get a photo. Or like, meet, come back. I'm like... So I was so excited, so nervous all week. And I get it, he's busy. So I wrote him and I was like, hey, remember me from the airport? Come to your show, I'm so excited. All day I was thinking, like, oh, it's gonna be so great. Adam's gonna get the picture he wanted. Like, it's gonna be sick. Cause like, we love Bert. Fuck it. Like, he's our favorite person in the world. And then, like, on the way there, like, he didn't write back all day. And then on the way there, he saw the message and he left me on red. And then we go to the show, and it was fucking sick. It was awesome. It was so the funniest comedy show, except London. What a bunch of, like, just hooligans.
Fucking hooligans.
What a bunch of silly
bunch
gooses.
Bunch of fucking drunks yelling and shit. Next time, maybe we'll go to Toronto to see the show.
Right? You know what's crazy, though? Our fans, the same people.
Yeah.
How many photos did I take?
Tons.
It was amazing. I loved meeting everybody. But there was this moment after the show where, like, the lights turned on the audience. And I swear to God, him and I made eye contact. And he just, like, looked away. Which, that I could totally make up. But then after I wrote him, and I'm like, sick show. Like, no wonder you're the machine. And he liked it. He liked it.
He heard like, that shit.
But I just wanted a fucking... I wanted a high five. And honestly, I wanted a photo to put up on the Haunted Estate.
Yeah.
This is why. Adam got me tickets to Katy Perry once. And I was like, I don't like live music. I don't like live shows. Because then they're real people. And I don't like that. Bert was just this anomaly in my head. And I love Bert. I think he's the funniest person in the world. But am I a little bitch who wanted a picture? Yeah. But at the same time, I understand. Because I also work... You know, in the world of entertainment, and sometimes you're just not feeling it. Like, he was probably late to a show, or he was drunk, or you know what I mean? And that's fine.
Yeah, he'd been drunk for 5 days.
That's fine.
I also think he didn't even remember talking to you at LAX.
Yeah, I think so too.
Fucking hammered that morning.
He was obliterated.
Yeah.
He still follows me. Here's the thing. I love Bert. I think Bert is one of the funniest comedians I've ever heard in my life. I've seen a bunch of comedy shows and nothing stands up to Bert.
Yeah, we're going to see Whitney Cummings in January.
We're
going to
go see Whitney. I love Whitney.
Yep.
She's fucking funny.
She's hilarious.
I have to poo.
Do you? You going to be good for the podcast? You need to go to the washroom while I read a story?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got some listener stories. good luck in there.
That was really warm.
You did not do that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Oh, all right. We'll start with a story from Lori. A story from Lori. That rhymes. All right. Hey, Selena. Let me first say I'm a big fan of all things you. Aw, thanks. That's awesome. Sorry she just left, but I guarantee you she appreciates it. Now my story. It started as far back as I can remember, thinking like when I was 3 or so. There was a lady whose husband killed himself in our attic. Every night at around 3 a.m., my closet door would unlatch and I'd hear footsteps. And every night I would feel my head being gently patted, almost like someone was moving my hair and kissing my forehead goodnight. At first, I was extremely scared, but as the months, then years went by, I learned to love her checking in on me. After she would check me, I would hear the footsteps go into my parents' room, then up the stairs. Now, in the late 70s, early 80s, in our house, for some odd reason, the bathroom was also in the attic area. There may have been a time or two I was scared to go up there because I knew that she was going to be with her husband, or at least she was looking for him. Now I'm not sure if it's just me or if it's the houses we've moved into, but every single one has had a haunting. I call him George because when I was little, that's what I'd always heard. It's just George. Don't worry, he won't hurt you. So from the time I was 3 up until this very day, I'm 46. Now George is a playful ghost. He loves to do things like turn on and off the TV, change the TV to Netflix, leave water running in our sinks. I've even heard voices and footsteps at times. My name will be called out, but no one in person ever called me. He loves to make things go missing and then reappear days later. There was times I thought I was losing my mind. Believe it or not, I've grown to really like when he does something that someone else will catch. Then I get to be the one that says, it's just George. He's never hurt a soul that I know of. And to be honest, I think I'd get bored if he wasn't here to keep me on my toes. Also, after both my grandparents died, they appeared at the end of our bed one night. I'd say I may have imagined it, but all of us kids saw them. And now I'll see the numbers of their old address everywhere. I'm sure that's their way of saying they're always with me. I also may add that my baby brother passed away when I was a toddler, and he was a baby, so maybe George is actually him, just being a little brother. That's pretty wild. It definitely could be your brother, maybe. That'd be crazy if he's just been with you this whole time, kind of taking care of you, looking after you, making sure everything's all good. You definitely seem like you have some kind of connection, definitely some kind of empathic abilities or something, because you're seeing your brother or George, you're seeing your grandparents, you're very open to the paranormal. So it's a lot of crazy things going on. Super cool. Thank you, Lori. And I think Selena's on her way back. So there she is.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Do you ever just not empty? Good.
Fuck's sake.
That was a miserable poo.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Oh, sitting on it feels
like
weird.
You needed more time to really get into it.
I need more time to get into it, and it needed more time to get out of there.
Yeah.
But I could hear you winding down, and I was like, I need to run, bitch.
Nah, we're good. I could have gone into another.
Sorry, I'm like not a lady this week.
That was Lori. She said she loves you and everything you do.
I love you, Lori. My sister from another mister.
Ooh. On the back of that stack, there's an article.
Okay.
From, it's like a... internet journalism site.
Whoa.
It's pretty funny.
Holy balls. It's titled News Article. 11 children in Colombia collapse at school after playing Ouija board game. Report.
An extremely peculiar incident. A group of students collapsed at a school in Colombia after using a Ouija board to contact the dead. According to The Independent, the teachers at the Agricultural Technical Institute of Hato found 11 students aged 13 to 17 passed the fuck out in a corridor. The students suffered violent vomiting, abdominal pain, and muscle spasms. They were rushed to the Manalua Betren Hospital in the district of Socorro. In the medical reports, the doctor said the students suffered from food poisoning. However, the mayor of Hato, Jose Pablo Tuzo Rondon, stated that the Ouija board was not ruled out as a part of the ongoing investigation. The children were passed out at the time they were found and short of breath, with thick drool, ectoplasm,
food poisoning.
Ectoplasm.
Food poisoning.
coming out of their mouths. The ectoplasm, not the...
Yeah.
It is not ruled out that the Ouija board was part of the investigation. Others say that they consumed water from a container. Others say that it came from a pool and they were given something to eat. However, it was found later that the students were interviewed that they had drank water from the same glass. Weirdos, who would do that? According to the Express, Juan Pablo Vargas Nujuaria, the emergency medical coordinator at the Hospital of Del Socorro, also said that the medics did not find a psychological alteration in the children, taking into account that it was said that it would have been from playing with the Ouija board. The rectory of the Technical Institute stated that it was not going to rule out the case until the facts were clarified by authorities. Meanwhile, for those unaware, the Ouija board can allegedly be used to contact the dead. It has letters and numbers and the words yes and no, hello and goodbye marked on it. Users place one finger on the small heart-shaped piece of wood or plastic called the planchette, and they can ask the spirits to answer their questions by moving the planchette around the board to spell out their responses.
Okay, so a listener sent this story in.
I like it.
I've got a lot to unpack here.
Unpack it, Daddy.
For starters, if this was in America, this just seems like journalism gone bad gain some reads or some views.
Views.
They just incorporated a Ouija board with a simple food poisoning story.
Yeah.
But
it's so theatrical.
This is South America.
South America. Very spiritual.
Very spiritual down there. So do they legitimately believe that the Ouija board could still be a part of this?
Well, we have a couple things to unpack here.
Are they still playing the game of let's do some weird journalism here and
What's
make this
the chance
more popular?
That they all drank water from the same cup. That's weird.
Pretty good, actually, by the sounds of it.
Was it water?
And a lot of water in South America can also be contaminated.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking. You know, back in the Salem witch trials, and they had the contaminated wheat, which had psychological effects.
Ergot, right?
I think that they probably ate something that affected their psychosis a little bit. They played with the Ouija board. Bing, bang, boom. You add all those ingredients, you got a big old case of fuckery.
And it's not to say the Ouija board couldn't have any like thing going on here with this story.
Right.
Just.
You got a big room with a lot of people.
Seems a little fishy.
So what do you choose? If you had to choose right now, what happened? What do you think happened?
In that?
Yeah.
There you had food poisoning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, whoever sent that. I found it very, very interesting.
I liked that.
And possible, but it's funny how sometimes they'll write like that with two things combined for clicks.
I'm really zesty today.
Yeah.
Do you ever have days where you can't shut the fuck up?
You do. I don't talk a lot. Sometimes you want me to shut the fuck up, but that's...
I
want to
do a drunk episode.
Not from over-talking, it's just from being annoying.
I think that we should have a Christmas drunk episode.
We can do that.
You can't drink.
No.
But you can take care of Taylor and I.
Yeah, I can do that.
Shot for shot.
All right.
All right, I'm going to read one.
You got one? Okay. Yeah, go for it.
This message comes in from Haley W. Sorry. From a... What was that?
It was a laugh and a cough.
It was a laugh or a claff.
You claffed.
You claffed. Have you ever queefed? Oh, you don't have a vagina. Have you? Neither do you. That's a fart.
That's a fart. That's okay. We're going to carry on here.
Anyways, what did Haley say?
Haley said, from a young age, I've been having weird and unexplainable experiences. The earliest memory I have is being 5 years old and waking up in the middle of the night to an old lady sitting in a chair in the middle of my room staring at me. When I told my mom the next day, she showed me a picture and it ended up being my great-grandmother who had died months prior. Anyways, if I had to pick a story, of course, I'm going to go with the time that scared me shitless. I was with a couple of friends and we headed to the cemetery just to sit and talk. As we were talking, my friend saw this tall black ball shoot through the dark cemetery. We both played it off as like a bat or an owl, even though we were both thinking the same thing. There was now an uneasy feeling throughout the car. About a minute later, our car was shrouded in what felt blacker than a black, thick blanket. Even though that it was night, there were three streetlights, stars, and the moon. But this blackness turned out all the lights. It was so disorienting, and we felt like we were getting tunnel vision. I've never been so scared and felt such a weird negative energy. I tried to cast out the darkness, which would work for a second, but then the darkness would come right back. I told her to drive, and we drove to the closest church we could find. After sitting there for a minute and calming down, we drove back to the city. We felt like it was circling our car the entire time. Needless to say, I dealt with a lot of negative energy after that. I did end up getting my house blessed and cleansed. It only makes an appearance every once in a while. Mm. Ooh, they picked something up.
Yeah.
I've heard about that. It was almost like a dimensional thing, like where all the lights turned out. That's genuinely terrifying.
Yeah, that's pretty spooky.
No, that's a good one.
I wouldn't want to have to live with something like that.
No, sir.
So dark. I've never like, I can't really tap in like you can, if at all, but even the stuff that you talk about that's around and we've interacted with, like, I don't feel darkness from any of it.
We've had so many strange joint experiences at this point.
Yeah, but none of them ever felt dark.
No, that's the one good thing. Actually, about our house.
I had one dark experience or two.
The RAM thing?
Yeah.
We'll tell them that.
Yeah, like I was like either sleep paralysis or it's like when you're just going to sleep and you kind of are in a dream state but still awake and you're laying in bed trying to go to bed for the night. And like I was half asleep and like I could picture this like ram's head with horns and it was like all dark and red and like fiery in my head for a second. And then it like kind of snaps you back awake.
I remember when you woke up and you told me about that. You were like, I had genuinely never seen you scared like that before.
And then I've had another one like that too, where it was a woman in black with like black long hair. And then like it just creeps you out because you don't know if it was paranormal or if you're just dreaming and making shit up in your head. It could be like
that's
either
what
or.
I learned though. Like that's what I learned talking to psychics and stuff is like we're not making things up in our head. And I do this weird thing where I'm like super connected to the universe and now I'm coming to this point where I know when it's made up and it's not.
Yeah.
I also find it interesting like just talking to psychics.
You can still make shit up in your head, right? Because we all have an imagination. But I get what you mean. You have to trust it more. And sometimes it's, a lot of the times it's not made up.
Yet. The one thing that I like about our house is like Leroy. And it's funny because in public people bring up Leroy to me a lot. Hilarious. They'll be like, how's Leroy? And the truth is I feel like Leroy is this unbelievable bright energy. And I feel like there might have been darker vibes here at some point. But like he, that night when I was in the tub doing the Estes method, which Paige, he was like, which was weird watching it back. She was talking to someone evil. And I was talking to Leroy and Leroy was like, don't worry about him. Don't even listen to him. You're good. You got me. Everything's fine. And that was the coolest feeling ever.
Yeah.
But this house has never had a shred of negative energy. Our old house, like, I don't know if we had just been there for too long, our energy, but we need a place like this where we can like spread the fuck out and like have our energy in different places.
All right. We've got a story from, sorry about your name here, but I'm pretty sure it's Cheyenne. My father started a paranormal research team when I was very little, so I basically was raised knowing about spirits. So my life is full of stories. First, let's start by saying my parents believe that my sister and I have a sixth sense. And this is why when I was little, my neighbor passed away. And we were very close to him and he treated us like family. The day after he died, I saw him sitting on his porch making faces at me. All my parents saw was me staring and laughing at the window. We moved when my little sister was born. After doing research, we found out our house was built on a burial ground, which explains a lot. We had a little girl that would run around and mess with my toys. I would see her multiple times. We had a man that would walk down the hallway, and we had a little black cat that would show up randomly in the house and float across the stairs. We would go on tours to historic places and I would feel off, but my sister would see people standing in these places, like a Native American in a cellar. She would also see spirits in the nursing home my grandmother was in, with one specific account being a lady yelling because someone else was in her bed. The lady yelling passed away the week before, but we thought that would be something we grew out of. However, we were very, very wrong. We moved to our current house that we love, and not even within a month of being there, the scariest thing happened to me, and only me. My cat was sick and woke me up in the middle of the night. I picked her up off my bed and put her in the hallway. I looked out and was met with a little black girl, a black little girl with a figure with a tattered dress and long fingernails. I froze and knew she saw me. She started walking, running towards me, and I slammed my door shut and screamed. The next week, I saw her crawling up my stairs right outside my door and just sat there. My parents were made aware, and my dad did some digging. He asked my neighbors, and they said the daughter said she saw the exact same thing, but for her, it was only once. These past couple of years, I have not seen her, but I hear her and other things, and my family has started to experience them as well, as whispers of my name, a lady and a male talking downstairs when no one is there, basement door slamming, random things thrown or moved, and running in the halls. My sense has turned into feeling more so than seeing. Meaning I cannot go into my parents' bedroom or basement by myself ever without feeling ill and like I pissed someone off. My dad did bless my house after I saw the girl that second time, but it seems us redoing our bathroom has stirred things up a lot again, and especially when I'm home. I don't know why this is this kind of thing targeting me. It never wants to harm me, but definitely wants to scare. My house was built in the 1800s, and my town is kind of haunted. Plus, my family is very in tune with the others of the world, but we all agree this house has changed us and has a very strange energy to it.
That's cool. Very connected. Very sixth sense for sure.
Yeah, it's wild. You want me to go? Yes, or you got
no,
me?
No. I was just saying. Okay. No, that's crazy.
That would be tough living somewhere. So,
like, well, when you're like that, like she really seems like a beacon, right? Like she has a light that spirits see, which is kind of like, you know, the Insidious movie where they talk about like some people like are brighter than others and they attach to you. But that's one thing that I noticed when I was a kid is I used to always see things. But it was when things started seeing me see them. So now, if I ever do see a spirit, I pretend I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it's not residual and it's an intelligent haunting, I just prefer to not get involved.
Right.
I don't want to do it. No fucking thank you. Yeah. No, absolutely. This is from Ellie. A few years back, though it feels like yesterday, we were planning a trip, my family and I, to visit my grandma in Philly. I'll explain why it was so important to me. Sorry, I just glitched. She had moved up there to be with her oldest daughter, my aunt. Soon after she moved, I got pregnant at 15. Ooh, and had my daughter at 16.
Wow. A lot of responsibility.
Holy moly. She never knew till my daughter was born. That is the biggest regret of my life, that I listened to everyone and not my heart to tell her. She was another mom to me since my sister and I spent so much time with her. Back to planning the trip. I was supposed to be a week of my 19-ish birthday so she could meet her great-granddaughter in person and not just see her in pictures or talk to her on phone calls. Well, a week or two before it was the week of Mother's Day, her cancer and dementia had been taking a major leap for the worse. My aunt flew my mom and uncle out to visit her that week, knowing that she didn't have much longer. My mom video called me, and I almost ignored it because I wasn't feeling great, but then I remembered she was visiting my grandma. I'm so happy I answered. It was then that my grandma got to video chat with my 3 to 4-year-old and said that she couldn't wait to see and hug us when we visited. We said our goodbyes, and my mom came back home. A few days later, I got a message from my aunt saying that grandma was gone. It was exactly a week before my birthday that I had got up to left the room. Sorry. It was exactly a week before my birthday I got up and left the room and had my in-laws and my boyfriend at the time and my daughter went back into the kitchen and I screamed and cried with my boyfriend. He walked in and held me for 30 minutes until I was able to go back into the room with my in-laws. A few days later, my daughter was laying down for a nap. She sits up and points to the corner of the room, ear to ear smiling and laughing, and says, "Hi, Grandma." She, at the time, didn't call anyone Grandma and didn't talk too much as she was 3 to 4 years old, and they only did a lot of babbles. I said, "What did you say, baby?" She looks at me pointing and says, "Grandma," and looks back at the corner laughing. I busted out crying. For the next couple of days, I'd randomly say, "Hi, Grandma," and play with the empty space. I, with all my might, wished that I could see her and see ghosts like I used to many years before. Sorry. I'll call with those stories. It would be short bursts, and then 2 to 3 days before my birthday, my boyfriend and I were walking and pushing the stroller up a sidewalk to go in the store and look around. My daughter sits up and points at an empty field and says, "Grandma, looks at us. See, Grandma?" Then looks back, giggling a few seconds later. "Bye, Grandma." She had never said bye to her before. Then I felt safe feeling her disappear. We never heard about Grandma again after that. We took the trip that we were planning, but it was for her memorial instead. We went to my aunt's house, the one my grandma passed away in, and my daughter never wanted to leave my grandma's room or bed. She still never talks about Grandma. This one is one of my favorite and most painful encounters I've had. I'm now 24, and it hasn't gotten easier, but just different. My daughter in the past year, she's 8 now, every once and again says that she misses our grandma. I tell her that she met her. I told her she never met her, and she'll look at me dead in the eyes, a dead serious pan, pun intended, and says, "Yes, I have. She was nice, and I loved her." I feel like it's just a glimpse into what might be waiting on the other side. That was beautiful.
Seems like the most common stories and connections are people with their family, which makes sense.
It's really beautiful.
Those bonds are always stronger and stuff, right? You okay?
Yes, sorry, I sneezed.
That's all right.
Taylor has a cold.
Don't.
He's bursting at the seams.
Yeah. You got some of them winter viruses in you.
It was funny because Taylor never gets sick until he started working here. And I said, it's because he's not around the public. He used to like work in a restaurant, right? So you were around people all the time.
No, maybe, yeah.
And he always gets sick after we do a trip.
Oh.
And it's not like he's sick. It's just his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like a little king over there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, I want to tell you something really cool. We have so much stuff coming up right now on my YouTube channel. I've been posting every other day. We have some huge things coming that you're going to be really friggin' excited about it. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Also, have you gotten my book for all your friends? Because you know how
listen to
that. You know how, you know, there's like $25 cap on Secret Santa.
The reviews are awesome on your book too.
Holy
I'm super
shit,
proud of you.
I was reading them today.
Everybody's loving it. Oh, were you reading more today?
I read some today and people love the book.
Everybody's
Taylor's
loving
mom
it.
Called
we're super
us.
Happy.
Taylor's yeah. mom called us.
She finally
she's
finished
a reader.
It.
Yeah, and she fucking loved it.
Yeah.
She had so many questions.
Nice.
But she really liked it. And is your mom like picky on books?
Yeah, very.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I won her over with my book.
It's always nice for you because you're always like stressed and have imposter syndrome and aren't sure if it's going to be good. And
yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. How you doing back there? You good?
Hello.
No, I love my new book and I would like it to be a Netflix show.
Merch too. If you get your merch orders in now,
you
should
them for
be
Christmas.
There for Christmas. This is like probably the last, I would say, day. I would say put an order in 2 days.
Put an order in today. Get your merch from in May. Amen. The merch from May.
Podcast merch. It's weird merch.
Can we sing a song?
Check
together?
It all out. SelenaSpookyBoo.com. TheHauntedEstate.com.
SelenaSpookyBoo.com.
BeautyXBoo.com.
Get your makeup, Ouija
get
power.
Literally everything ships out within 3 days.
Yep. Yeah, makeup's fast. If you want makeup for Christmas, you're good for a bit. You order this week sometime, you'll be good.
Moister than an oyster. Get your
that
lids
oyster
glistening.
Is getting moister.
Do you have a moist oyster?
No.
Go over here and show me it.
I don't. I said I don't.
Show me your moist oyster. Show me your moist oyster.
All right,
oyster.
On that note, everybody, thank you. It's been a great week. We love you all.
Adam doesn't want to read any more stories.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Oh, did you want to read another one?
You guys are a tight ship. Hello, gorgeous. Goodbye, gorgeous. Don't kill yourself. We love you, okay? See you next
Stay
week.
Stay strong. The holiday season can be dark. It can also be amazing. Enjoy your family. Have a great time.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now
All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.